gain of 0.5% for the month in the 20-city average, that would bring the year-over-year to 5.7% for the average of the 20 cities followed in that index. Also, as we move through the week on Wednesday, we'll get the first of the two major employment reports. This is the ADP, that's Automatic Data Processing, the payroll processor, the ADP employment report. And this report is computed from a subset of records at ADP, and they have a lot of records, that represents about 400,000 U.S. business clients and about 23 million employees that are working in all private industrial sectors. So this is a broad-based index. The employment report looks for a consensus of 182,000 new jobs in the month of August. They're getting this report out a little quickly, coming out on August the 30th, but they will have the data, put it out there. So that report will be the first of the two big employment reports coming out on Wednesday morning. We'll also get the gross domestic product report on Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Time. And the gross domestic product report is expected to show possibly a slight upgrade in the second quarter figure. And the second quarter currently is estimated at 2.6. This will be an estimate of 2.8, according to the consensus of economists. The range is 2.5 to 3. Now, if it comes in at 2.8, if you add in the 1.4 from the first quarter, that would bring the annual rate of real gross domestic product growth up to 2.1%. Based on the current numbers, the annual rate is at 2.0%. So if it does come in at 2.8, it could lift that annual rate of growth up to 2.1. Now, if that happens, that will bring the rate of 2017 GDP growth closer to the average rate that we have seen over the last several years. So we'll see how that plays out. The jobless claims figure come out on Thursday morning. Estimate is 237,000. Last week, 234,000. We have been looking at a couple of years now where these jobless claims numbers have been near or at record low levels. We'll get the Labor Department labor report Friday morning. And Friday morning is September the 1, but they are planning to release the number on the first day of the month. They don't always do that. And the estimate for non-farm new jobs, 180,000. 180,000, 177,000 of which are private payroll jobs. So notice that the estimate from the ADP jobs report is very close to the Labor Department report. ADP at 182,000 consensus, Labor Department consensus at 180,000. And the unemployment rate is expected to stay at 4.3. The range is 4.3 to 4.4. And the average hourly earnings are estimated at 2.6 year over year. Right now, there are 2.5. So all of these figures will be coming out as we move through the week. I think most of the focus will remain on the jobs numbers. So I think that the employment report on Wednesday morning, the employment report on Friday morning will be very, very closely watched. The other figure that will be watched closely will be Wednesday's revision of GDP, which is expected to be very close to where it was reported on the last estimate.
When you look ahead this week to the data that'll be coming into the canyons of Wall Street, I think you really have to focus on three data points this week. Data point number one, 8:15, Wednesday morning Eastern Time, will be the ADP employment report. And look at a number of about 180,000 new jobs as a number to use as a guidepost. That's the consensus estimate of new jobs that'll be announced in that report. Also, I will look at the GDP announcement at 8:30 Eastern Time Wednesday morning, where the consensus of economic thought is that the second quarter annual rate. Could be 2.8. Right now it stands at 2.6. Right now the first half stands at 2.0. If 2.8 is the number, then that would move to 2.1 on an annual basis. And then on Friday morning at 8:30 Eastern, we will get the Labor Department employment report. And the Labor Department employment report is also in that 180,000 ballpark. So you can just take that 180,000 new jobs number and you can apply that as a consensus estimate for both the ADP report on Wednesday morning and also the Labor Department report on Friday morning, and they will both be reporting on the month of August. So I think all eyes will be on those labor figures because they give you a really good insight into what is happening right now in the current month in the all-important Labor Department.